This is the horrifying moment a man slides into the 20 feet central void of the 9/11 reflecting pool after hurling himself 30 feet into the basin of the New York City Memorial. Terrified onlookers watched on as he lay prostrate, peering over the edge into the abyss before sliding himself forward and falling headfirst down to the bottom. The fire department quickly rushed to rescue the man from the central drop, which is filled with around 18 inches of water. He reportedly told one of the officers he did this for his father. The man was rushed to a local hospital complaining of back pain and suffering from an injured leg. Following a mental evaluation, he could face trespassing charges. Before the reflection pools were constructed, there was cause for concern that a physical landmark for a tragedy is a trigger for grief and could set off a negative psychological reaction. Glenn P. Corbett, an associate professor of fire science at John Jay College, said, "Our big worry several years ago, in the original design, was terrorism, and now we add suicide to the equation. It is an unbelievably emotional sight."
Okay, guys, so you can clearly see that was a ritual, right? 9/11 Memorial represents the black cubes of Saturn. So what we just had take place with Israel and Palestine on a Saturday, we get the word Saturday from Saturn and Satan. They're not Satan worshipers. They worship Saturn. And the World Trade Towers once stood where these two cubes are. These two cubes represent the square and compass in Freemasonry. And the cube represents mind control, which that guy, he was totally controlled by some mind control technology for him to do that. The black cube in Mecca is called the hypercube, the Kaaba. They walk counterclockwise around it, right? This mirrors the rings of Saturn. In Judaism, they wrap it around the crown chakra and their arm. In Christianity, you pray to a cross, which is an unfolded cube. So I love all them religions. Shout out to Muslims, Christians, Jewish people. I'm not talking bad about none of your religion. I'm just saying they use organized religion to divide and conquer us. Look how many people have died under organized religion. So I believe in a creator. I just don't believe in organized religion because it is used to divide people. It is used to program people and for mind control. With that being said, I totally respect your religion. I'm not attacking Allah or Muhammad, peace be upon him. I'm not attacking Judaism. It is what it is. The symbols don't lie, right? And we see this star, the Jewish star, which is the star of Remphan, tied to Moloch. In Freemasonry, we see the black cube in the middle of their floor. We also see it in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn with Aleister Crowley and his little sex magic cult that they were involved with. It goes back to Babylon, guys. And even before that, Mesopotamian Sumeria. And you got to think, this D-Wave quantum computer, now I'm not talking about the one that came out in 2011 that Gordy Rose created. I'm talking about the new one, the 2000Q, that released in 2017, that is plugged into Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the internet, Google, period. It's plugged into CERN, and it's feeding that Saturn realm, which is the realm of the fallen angels. So they're harvesting our loosh energy, L-O-O-S-H, look it up, loosh. That's why they keep us in a state of fear. This is one of the purest energetic signatures, this loosh energy. Keep us terrified in this constant state of fear, and then they harvest that energy. Ancient alchemical magic they're doing on us. They charge up these ancient sigils, these symbols. So they charge them up. And then use these sigils in their little alchemical magic. A perfect example of this was 9/11, the Twin Towers. That represented the two pillars of Solomon. Think of all the movies that you watch, guys, that showed the destruction of the Twin Towers before it happened. You watch that movie. You put your life force, your energy into that movie. You might have shared that movie with your friends and loved ones. So then they charge that sigil up because you were putting your energy into it. And then they destroy that symbol and it releases that energy in the 3D that then can be manipulated, controlled by these dark magicians, these black magicians is what they're called. Look into Manly P. Hall's teachings on the black magicians. That's what they are. They're ancient alchemists. Now, Saturn is the computer. The sun is the power supply. The moon, the communication interface modular. And Earth is the simulator. You live in the Saturn moon matrix. We live in a matrix. That's why the numbers work in Gematria. For more information, go to truthmafia.com, the number one alternative media platform in the world. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms and our new Instagram link is below.